Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, it turns out inflation wasn't transitory. Who knew? Who could have imagined it, right? Welcome back to the show. It is our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. The big story of the day, no doubt about it, inflation. Big story brought to you by my buddy Dr. Mike Benaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your free consultation today for that perfect smile, VenariaDental.com. Inflation. Here to talk about it, the official economist of the Zeoli Show, the one and only Dr. E.J. Antoni. And, buddy, you've been killing it on the news. I saw you on CNBC yesterday or this morning, whenever. You were crushing it. Good job.
Well, thank you, Rich. But I tell you what, it's a sad day. Let me just say that. It's a very sad day.
Why?
Well, we lost a great American today, and I just like to read. Do you mind if I read his obituary? Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
In news that cuts deep today, NFL legend O.J. Simpson died. He was a great football player, but an even better assassin, a killer on and off the field. He was somebody who truly took a stab at everything he did in life. May we bid a legendary knifeman a fond farewell.
This is very touching. I'm a little verklempt right now. It's touching. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Certainly. Since the late, great Norm MacDonald is not here to deliver that, I figured somebody had to do it.
I appreciate it. Now, if you could do it in Norm MacDonald's voice, that's for bonus points, EJ.
How long is it going to be before someone has an AI do that for us?
Oh, we need that. Yes, they have those programs. Somebody needs to do that, please, and send it. Because, I mean, Norm MacDonald, I just wish he was – I always wish he was here. He was one of the greats, but – Today of all days. He was so great. When he would make fun of OJ, he'd make jokes about OJ everywhere. We played one clip of him before. Henry, do you still have that clip from earlier in the show that we played?
Yeah, give me a second.
All right. This is great, EJ. You'll love this. And when he used to do Weekend Update, and he would always, with that deadpan, you know, because he's a murderer, you know? Because he's a murderer. go ahead, Henry.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Man, it's good to have you, buddy. I mean, you know, obviously you were here to talk about inflation, but this is way more fun.
Well, it's news of the day. I mean, you got to cover it. It's your job, right?
That's what I do. It's literally in my contract. Henry, you didn't pull up any of the Weekend Update stuff from McDonald, did you?
There's like an 11-minute supercut of all his jokes.
All right, well, just give us a little bit of it. Give us a little Norm McDonald supercutting of OJ. Cutting, no pun intended, of OJ. Go ahead.
Potential jurors for the O.J. Simpson case were asked to fill out a 75-page jury questionnaire this week. In the entire state of California, only one person got a perfect score. Chow Ming Wu, who after the trial plans to attend Caltech. By the way, you can now purchase a bronze statue of the juice for only $3,395. And for an even $5,000, you can buy one that Al Cowlings has kissed the ass of. O.J. Simpson's new fitness video was released this week, and hitting the shelves next week, Simpson's newest video, Dorf on Stocking.
Thank you, Henry. All right. Some of that stuff's visual. All right, E.J., let's talk about inflation. We 3.5%. What does that mean for all of us?
Well, it doesn't sound like a lot, right? And then especially when you drill down into just how much prices rose for the month of March, it doesn't sound like a lot because it's not even a whole percentage point. But if you say, all right, let's take these price increases and imagine they continue for the rest of the year, you're looking at an inflation rate of nearly 5%. And at that rate, prices are going to double in just 15 and a half years. So think of it this way. A kid born today is not even going to reach voting age before prices double. I mean, that's insane. It doesn't sound like a lot at first when you're like, oh, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%. But these things add up. They compound over time.
I was reading yesterday about all the various things since Biden took office, and everything's gone up in all these different areas. I mean, like literally everything has gone up, and by double digits, everything. And the key part about this, and we played the clip of Larry Summers earlier, and he was saying, you know, look, I warned him back in 2021. But EJ, remember, we were told this was transitory. This inflation was transitory.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, first there just was no inflation. We were all imagining it. And then it was transitory. And then it was trending towards 2%. And all of that has been a lie every single time. You know, and now we're told, oh, well, the inflation was here when I got here, man. Come on. It's absolute hogwash. It's just that's probably the most appropriate thing I can say on public airwaves.
Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, said Joe Biden needs to spend more time in grocery stores and less time on bridges. There's a story about food prices being the thing that is Joe Biden's hot potato. But I mean, this is why I think the guy's going to lose. I mean, knock on wood. But it's just because everybody sees it with their own eyes. That's why when they were telling us inflation wasn't real, and they were telling us that, you know, we were all making this up. It was some vast right wing conspiracy. Hey, man, go grocery shopping and you see it with your own eyes and you can't get away from that fact. Food prices in this country. And that is something you talk about, kitchen table issues. I mean, it's literally what you put on your kitchen table.
Right. And see, this is where this gives us, I think, Rich, a glimpse into just how disconnected the ruling elites are in America. You didn't need this CPI report to know that we still have inflation, that prices are still rising, right? Because you, I, you know, even DeSantis, your entire audience, all of us are out shopping all the time and having to buy stuff ourselves. Right. And so we see these price increases day in and day out. But if you're a member of the ruling elite, you don't. I mean, these people don't buy their own food. They don't even cook their own food. They don't drive themselves, let alone put gas in the tank of their vehicles. So they have no idea what's going on. They rely on these quote unquote official reports to try to get some sense of what the rest of us are dealing with. And that's why when you get these hot numbers, all of a sudden the talking heads are all going, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised. I can't believe how hot these numbers are. Really? Because the rest of us can, because we live it every single day.
But I know that, you know, there's somebody listening going, but it's not Biden's fault. It's the Fed's fault. The Fed, they're the ones who did this with all their monetary easing. Why are you blaming Biden?
Oh, you know what? That is a good question. And here's the answer. What incentive does the Fed have to create inflation if there's not excessive government spending? There's no point. Why do it? It literally serves no purpose. But the whole reason they created literally trillions of dollars out of nothing was so that Congress could spend it. It's because, you know, I don't know if everybody remembers this, but it was, back in 2022, when they had a new prime minister in Great Britain, Truss was her name, and she tried to implement all these spending reforms. And what happened? The Bank of England literally said, okay, well, you know, we're just not going to help you sell your government bonds anymore. Where, in other words, we're not going to buy them, and you're going to have to sell them all in the marketplace. And what happened? There was nearly a total collapse of British government bonds. And so that just goes to show you what happens if the central bank doesn't play ball. And there's no incentive for them, again, to create money, to create inflation, if it's not at the behest of their political masters. It does no good. It doesn't do them any good.
No, and the Democrats don't care about how much money they spend. They don't care because they want. I think this is part of their plan. I really do. I think they want to just spend us into oblivion. I mean, we're talking about now paying off people's student loans. You know, this is a bribe, EJ and Tony. It's a bribe. And in the old days, you had to give people cash in a paper bag. Now you just write them a check, a government check. Biden is a dictator because he doesn't listen to the Supreme Court. He doesn't care what the court tells him. He's just, I'm ignoring it. And then finds another way to just give people money. But I got to tell you, man, you know, if I didn't go to college or I paid off my student loans, or I am furious today. That guy working in the energy sector outside of Pittsburgh, you probably saw that Wall Street Journal story about how all those people up there in that area of Pennsylvania who work in the fracking industry, they said, one guy was quoted, said, I'll never vote for a Democrat ever again in my life. These people are trying to destroy my jobs. And then at the same time, you know, you're giving away all this money to these elite college kids who, with all their fancy degrees, who are going to probably earn more money over the course of their lifetime than somebody without a college degree, statistically speaking. And, you know, but for everybody else, your mortgage, your car payments, that new truck you had to get fixed for the plumber, the HVAC guy, you get ungots. You get nothing.
Exactly. And Rich, that one point you just made, I think, is so key. It's the fact that when you go to school and you get a degree, you typically have much higher lifetime earnings. And so you are asking the people who literally make less to give money to the people who make more. Explain to me how that makes any sense. Look, I went to undergrad. I went to grad school. I took out loans. I paid them off. Congratulations, right? There's nothing special in that. There's nothing admirable about that. I borrowed money and I paid it back. That's just literally abiding by a contract. I mean, it's absolutely insane that we are just upending the rule of law here in order to buy votes. But that's where we are in America.
EJ, I always appreciate your time. I got to ask you this question, too. I mean, the war on energy that Joe Biden has been waging, that also has an effect on all of us, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is where a lot of people sometimes think of this as inflation, although I guess technically in a strict academic sense it's not, because it's not a matter of changing the value of the dollar, which is inflation. But what this is as you make energy more expensive, as you make it harder to drill, to mine coal, whatever the case may be, or even just to transport and refine the products, what happens is you make energy prices go up. And not just the prices of energy, but we forget that natural gas is the key ingredient for a lot of our chemical blend stocks in this country. So we use it to make plastics and all kinds of other things. Even, you know, probably the clothes that DeSantis is wearing right now are made out of a natural gas byproduct. It's some kind of plastic.
And he's so literally wearing plastic pants, like those 80s parachute pants. That's what he's wearing right now.
I knew it.
Yeah.
So I think we really underestimate just how much the price of energy affects everything we do and everything we buy. And so when you have these disastrous so-called green energy policies, you drive up the cost of everything throughout the economy. So it has a very similar effect to if you just decrease the value of the dollar. It's not technically the same, but to the average American, it certainly feels just as painful.
Dr. EJ Antoni, always a pleasure, my friend. Follow him on X at Real EJ Antoni. I appreciate it, brother. And thank you again for sharing that very heartfelt obituary with all of us. We appreciate it.
As I dusted tears from my eyes, Rich.
See you, pal.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, that is the big story of the day, no doubt about it, inflation. It's brought to you by my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two offices to serve you. Bridget is going there next week. She's getting some caps replaced. So I tell you, the entire Zeoli family trusts the great work of Dr. Mike, and he is the master of dental implants. VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Got a lot more to get to. Going to talk to my buddy Jennifer Stefano. She and I, we were both on Fox News together this morning on America's Newsroom, talking about how the city of Philadelphia is going to try to clean up the open-air drug markets in Kensington. And will it work? And can it work? And we'll chat about that. Top line is this. It's not going to work as long as the border's wide open and fentanyl's pouring in and Larry Krasner's there and not prosecuted criminals. So now you know. But we'll have that conversation. Plus, I got some other things to share with you before the show ends tonight. So stay right there. Don't forget, Friday, May 3rd, though, we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Mark your calendar. Mark it down. All right? I want to see you there. You better not wait. Natural Lawn of America has been delivering healthier, greener lawns for decades. And they've been doing an amazing job of this. And you know what makes Natural Lawn of America so good? Is that it's all dedicated to your lawn. See, when the technician was at my house a couple weeks ago, I got detailed notes on exactly what he did for my lawn, the treatment that I got, my lawn, because my lawn's different from your lawn. And then the plan going forward. That's the Natural Lawn of America difference. It is customized to your lawn. Now, they have a limited time offer. You got to act now. It's free seeding every year. Natural Lawn of America will seed your lawn for free every year with their full service program. But you got to call before the end of this month, 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. You got to do it. You got to reach out to them because they'll give you that healthier, beautiful, beautiful lawn that you really, really want. Lush, thick, green lawn, lush, thick, green grass. And that's what Natural Lawn of America will deliver for your family. Safer for your family, safer for your pets. Natural Lawn of America. 1-800-FREE-SEED. You're going to get greener grass. You're going to get fewer weeds. And you're going to get it guaranteed. NaturalLawn.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right. Earlier this morning, I was on America's Newsroom talking about Philadelphia and the homeless encampments and the drug markets, the open air drug markets of Kensington. But I was not alone. Welcome back to the show. My friend Jennifer Stefano, columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, was also on Fox News with me this morning because we are the dynamic duo. They won't have me without you. They won't have you without me. It's a beautiful thing, Jennifer Stefano.
It's a beautiful thing. It's always great to be on with you, Rich. And look, they need two powerhouses from Philadelphia to set the record straight. And so I love being on with you.
Well, let's talk about what we talked about today. I mean, they asked us the question, you know, the mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, the new police commissioner, Kevin Bethel, they want to clean up these open air drug markets. They want to shut this down. They want to end it. And they asked us both, you know, how realistic is this? So I'll let you answer first. I mean, what can this be done, Jennifer Stefano?
Yeah. Well, I thought your answer was great, which is the federal government needs to do its job and stop the influx of fentanyl. But what I said is this. Look, I'm willing to give Parker the benefit of the doubt. But the truth is we do not have enough police officers in the city of Philadelphia. Depending on what you're looking at, and the police don't release this per se, but they're down about 1,200 to maybe even upwards of 2,000 officers. They are not filling up the classes to get new officers in, and many officers are now set to retire. And this is what you get for years of anti-cop, pro-criminal, radical left-wing DA Larry Krasner and incompetent Mayor Kenney. This is progressive ideology right here. So I don't know how well this is going to go without enough cops consistently on it.
Without enough cops consistently out there to do their job, to be able to do the job that they're supposed to do, and to have the back of the mayor. Now, this mayor does have the back of the police, and that's really important. That's essential. But we have the Larry Krasner problem, the cancer on Philadelphia, Larry Krasner. And as long as he's there, he's not going to be prosecuting the criminals. So the open-air drug markets, I mean, these poor people that walk around like zombies in The Walking Dead, but there are people that supply these drugs. And let's begin.
That's
I mean, it starts in China where they produce the fentanyl. They bring it to Mexico where the cartels put it together. Then the cartels smuggle it through the wide open southern border, and then it winds up on the streets of Philadelphia and destroys neighborhoods like Kensington. And you made a great point on the show this morning, Jennifer Stefano, which is that they keep moving these things around the city. You know, it's always a little game for them. They just shift them around neighborhood to neighborhood.
That's right. And while I do think, you're right, Parker says she has the back of the cops, and I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. The truth is, we can clean up this encampment tomorrow, okay? And we can keep it clean. But that doesn't mean you actually solved the problem in a systemic way. What you often do is push it to a new neighborhood. You push it somewhere else. And then everyone's like, look at the revitalization here. Right. Except now it's moved. Because remember, the addicts were up on that old railroad. And if Kenny says, well, we're going to clear that out, oh, great job. Now they're at K&A. Clearing it out is not the issue. The issue is, why is it there and what do you have to do to stop it? And to me, you have to make the life total misery for the suppliers. You have to go after these people with reckless abandon and never stop. And you chase them to the next block, the next neighborhood. You chase them to the end of the earth and you prosecute them and you put them in jail. And then the federal government needs to step in, right? But that doesn't make it perfect, Rich. Like, it's not going to be okay if it's perfectly clean. But without that, you really are just pushing this, and you're just moving it. And that's my concern, and that's what we all have to keep our eyes wide open for.
Yeah, Jennifer, you're exactly right. Because I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday who said, you know, I grew up in Kensington. He said it was a working class neighborhood of people. It was a middle class neighborhood. It does not resemble that. And then around Kensington today, the regentrification of Fishtown and Northern Liberties, and that is exactly what I mean. The potential's there. If you can clean it up, the potential's there.
Yeah.
But then at the same time we're having this conversation, we're still battling open air, the safe injection sites. I mean, you still have people pushing this concept of let people come in and shoot up in a so-called safe environment. There are going to be people who are going to be preying on that area to supply all these people who are coming there to get high.
Right. And, you know, here's my thing. Theoretically, intellectually, you could make the argument, look, safe injection sites are better. And I certainly don't want to see anyone die. But I don't want them in my neighborhood. Do you want them in your neighborhood? No. You don't. And does any, like, this is my problem. I cannot say, hey, do this in your neighborhood, but I would never allow it in mine. It's the same thing with a migrant detention center. You know, oh, we should let anybody come into the country illegally or illegally. Yes, but do you want the migrant detention center up on Martha's Vineyard? Do you want it out on the main line? Do you want a drug injection site on the main line? The answer is no. Okay, well, then you got to listen to the people who live in these neighborhoods. They're self-governed, too. And so I also think we have to look at, and this is going to be the most scandalous thing I say, okay, Rich? Well, I'm telling you, I'm saying it on your show for the first time.
Good.
I think these nonprofits and charities need to seriously examine if they are doing actual charity and good. Because a lot of, and this is anecdotal, of what I read is that many addicts feel life is made easier for them, and that in many ways it keeps them there. Now, that's anecdotal, but I think nonprofits really need to examine, are they adding to or contributing to the problems here? And I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, well, and give us a little context on that, Jennifer Stefano, because we've talked about some of these nonprofits. I mean, I remember you and I were on Fox News a couple months ago talking about one that I think couldn't account for something like $11 million or something.
Right. And my, look, I'm a Roman Catholic, right? And so the largest caregiver in the world outside of government is Catholic Charities. So clearly it's within my faith and my life that that is important. But what we have to do, and I work at and run nonprofits, you have to make sure you're doing good and not just consider your intentions. You must look at your results. And, you know, even things like soup kitchens and others, you have to ask, are you contributing to the problem or are you solving a problem? What are things that you should be doing? What does it really mean to feed the hungry? What is the hunger addicts have? Yes, okay, I understand every day a meal, what have you. But I wonder if too many of these charities want to make people comfortable in their addiction rather than helping them to become free.
That's such a great point. It's such a great point. Let's turn our attention to a second now for national politics. Pennsylvania ground zero for the 2024 presidential election. Kamala Harris was in Philly pushing her student loan forgiveness plan to all these public workers. And the Wall Street Journal the other day had a story about all these people outside of Pittsburgh, you know, who work in the energy sector in natural gas. And one of the guys was quoting the article. He said, "I'll never vote Democrat again." He voted for Biden in 2020 because they all believe that they're coming for their jobs. They're coming for that industry. Pennsylvania is going to be ground zero, no question about it. I guess the question is, are all these kitchen table issues that we're talking about, inflation today, the new report that came out, you know, inflation's high again. The guys and gals in the energy sector who are worried about the Democrats and the climate change policies shutting them down and getting rid of their jobs. The people who see the crime with their own eyes and they see the lawlessness that's occurring. Are all these things going to be the most central issues to voters in Pennsylvania, you think?
Yeah, so here's what I think. You know, the Biden messaging is all about inflation's going down. That is a theoretical argument that is meaningless to Americans. And let me tell you why. Under President Biden, life has gotten harder. Outlooks have gotten bleaker. You could slash inflation today and people have drained their savings. They have lost momentum. Their wages buy less. And that doesn't change just because inflation gets slashed. Tomorrow, the grocery stores don't go relabel all the prices. It is not how it works. This is not Argentina with its crazy monetary policy. The fact is that these inflated prices and problems are because of not just inflation, but the Green New Deal and other things that the government has done to distort the marketplace that has driven up prices. Housing is going to get worse. It's going to get more expensive when inflation gets cut because the few people that think they have the bandwidth to go buy are going to all jump into the market that have been waiting, and these prices are going to go up. People are struggling and suffering, and they don't see a happy economic outlook, both for themselves and the country. That's what matters. We can theoretically talk what percentage inflation is all day long. He's already done the damage.
Well said, my friend. Well said. Jennifer Stefano, columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer. It was a pleasure to be on Fox News with you this morning. Please tell your mother I said hello. We'll make sure that we post the clip. Did you get the clip, by the way? Did they send it to you?
No, I didn't. So if you get it, text it to me.
All right. If you get it, text it to me. I think you should ask for it. They like you better than me over there.
I don't think that. I will find it because the world needs it. If they didn't see it, Rich, they need it.
The world.
But it was
needs
always
it.
Great and fun to be with you. You are spectacular, and you did a great job today.
And so did you, my friend, Jennifer Stefano. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Take care.
And I want to tell you about my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, because there's simply no better sponsor than Cherry Hill Volvo. I am so grateful to the care, the customer service, the dedication my friend Judith Krupnik gives each and every customer. Now, they're going through a big renovation at Cherry Hill Volvo, but please do not let that dissuade you in any way, shape, or form. Cherry Hill Volvo is open, ready to serve you today. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill is where relationships matter, and they live this every single day. So I'm telling you, you want to reach out to them and go there. They have an amazing renovation special going on. The best time to save on a Volvo. Whether it's the XC60, which I just picked up recently. Love driving it. It's a super fast car with all the bells and whistles. Or perhaps it's the XC90, the family car with that third row, and you get the kids down the shore. Cherry Hill Volvo has something for everybody. The S-Class made right here in their plant in South Carolina. And since we are broadcasting live every day at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, there simply is no sponsor who stands with us more. And we are so grateful for that. So please, ignore the road construction. Ignore the renovation. They're in wonderfully nice, luxurious trailers. You'll have a luxurious experience. And most importantly, this renovation savings event is your chance to save big. At Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here in our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210, on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here on this Thursday. I feel like this week has flown by. It's great. It's excellent. It makes me happy. It makes me happy. We're almost done with this nonsense for the week, huh? You know, I jokingly said yesterday that I'd be on Fox News today because I got my hair cut, and that's exactly what happened. I got my hair cut thanks to the great work of Jackie, who cuts my hair. And so I did America's Newsroom this morning. You just heard me talk to Jennifer Stefano about that, which was a lot of fun. But if you missed it, we'll get the file and upload it for you. No problem at all. The story that I saw about puberty blockers may not be reversible. Puberty blockers may not be reversible. I know that we're all shocked by that. I know we're all shocked by that idea that puberty blockers may not be reversible. And yet the medical industrial complex, of which we are all too familiar with, the medical industrial complex keeps telling us that it's fine. It's perfectly fine for these kiddos. It's perfectly fine. Nothing bad will happen. Nothing bad can happen. How could it? Nothing bad could happen. But the Mayo Clinic did an extensive study on this. And what the Mayo Clinic found in their extensive study was that these things are irreversible. In fact, so irreversible that it may require surgery down the road to deal with. But you see, the house always wins. The house wins either way. We've been told that if you don't give these kids puberty blockers, they'll kill themselves, which is a lie, of course. But we say that, the society says that, and then what we do is we end up ruining these kids' lives by perpetuating this fantasy that they can change genders. And then we cause them all kinds of further psychological problems, and now physical problems as well, where they may not be ever able to conceive a child, or they may never be able to have an orgasm. I mean, just very destructive stuff here. But the medical industrial complex wins either way. Think about it. Because of the puberty blockers, they give them out like candy now, and then if they don't work and the kids need surgery down the road to fix whatever went wrong, well, then they get paid on the back end too. You get paid coming, you get paid going. It's a sickness. It really is. It's a real sickness. Remember I told you when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed, I said that it was going to have to be renamed? I told you, I said, I guarantee you at some point the Francis Scott Key Bridge is going to have to be renamed. There's no way woke will allow this bridge to be named after Francis Scott Key because he owned slaves. So despite the fact that he wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, which of course is also going to have to be canceled at some point, The left has their way. A consortium of civil rights groups voted unanimously Wednesday to petition the Maryland state government to rename the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which was destroyed by a cargo ship last month, because Key, the author of the Star Spangled Banner, was also a slave owner. You know, someday I will be wrong. Today is not that day. The Caucus of African American Leaders, whose members include the NAACP and the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, among others, is urging Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, and the General Assembly to reconsider the bridge's name, given that Key was a controversial and oftentimes contradictory figure in the anti-slavery movement, and suggested that it be renamed after Representative Perrin J. Mitchell, who was the first Black Marylander to be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. He spent a life, his entire life, creating a bridge between the African-American community and literally the largest society. And for that, they want him to have the bridge named after him. Now, let me just say, you know, it's complicated going back into the past and looking at these men and women through a modern lens. It's very complicated because of the times in which they lived. But I do think that the fact that Francis Scott Key was in the harbor during the War of 1812, when he penned the Star-Spangled Banner, and he actually talked about how Black soldiers had the opportunity to go with the British and gain their freedom, but instead chose to fight for America. And that's part of why they want to cancel the Star-Spangled Banner. But just the fact that he was there that day and that he was watching this and he wrote it all down, and this poem, which became a song, which became a very, very prominent song, obviously, in our nation's history, the Star-Spangled Banner. But I knew that there's no way I knew woke would not allow this to go unnoticed. I knew woke would demand, and sure enough, I was right, because I tell you all the time, you know, someday I'll be wrong, but today is not that day. So there you have it. It's just infuriating. It's just because I keep telling you, it's not about Confederate generals. It's ultimately about the founding fathers. If you can erase the founding of this country, you can erase the documents that this country was founded upon, meaning the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, in which case then you are no longer bound by the guardrails that keep the crazy left from just completely dominating society. You know, the things that protect the Republic, the Electoral College, for example, so that big states can't just run roughshod over the whole country. Things that protect the Republic, for example, within the Constitution, that protect you from your government, because that's what the Bill of Rights is about. It's a beautiful symphony of your protections from your government. And they want that to go away because they want to be able to spy on you. They want to be able to profile you, track you, know everything you're doing. You might be a domestic violent extremist with your Trump hat, your MAGA hat, or your Cabela's fishing hat. So obviously, they don't want any protections for you from your government. They don't want these things. And ultimately, that is the goal. And, you know, a lot of people fell for this ruse of it being the Confederate generals. And I kept saying, don't fall for this. If you go down this road of cancel culture, you go down this road of knocking down statues, you go down this road of renaming things, eventually you have to get back to 1776. I was at the Woodrow Wilson rest stop today on the New Jersey Turnpike. I still can't believe that dude hasn't been canceled. Worst two-term president in American history. Guy was a racist, a eugenicist. He was an anti-Semite, resegregated the military. The worst ever. And yet there's still a rest stop named after him. But for some reason, I don't know, relieving myself in the Woodrow Wilson rest stop in some ways makes me feel good. I won't buy anything there that has the man's name on it, but I will, I'll empty my bladder, to put it that way. I mean, I don't know. It just feels like what he did to this country, way worse, obviously, than just that. Woodrow Wilson gave us the Federal Reserve, obviously gave us the income tax. Woodrow Wilson gave us the popular vote for U.S. senators. Gave you ladies the right to vote. Just kidding. I'm kidding. I like that one. I do. Don't get mad at me. Don't cancel me. Yo, don't cancel me. Come on. Do you see I wore a tie today on Fox News? I wore that for you. Come on. So this is why, you know, as people were going on about trying to cancel this or cancel that or rename this, I kept saying, don't fall for this. There's a bigger play here. The ultimate play is, of course, destroying the Constitution of the United States of America. They won't be happy until the National Archives is completely burned to the ground and all the documents in there burned with it. And legally speaking, those documents have no power anymore. They won't be happy until that day comes. That's why they want to pack the Supreme Court. That's why they want to kill the filibuster. They want to add states to the union to get more U.S. senators. They want to fight any efforts to make sure that House seats are apportioned by American citizens and not by just the population, because they want big blue states to have to count illegal immigrants so that they get more House seats and ultimately then more electoral college numbers, which apply to the presidency, obviously. And they have to cheat. They have to cheat because they can't win without cheating. You know, when you think about the inflation numbers that came out today, you think about the inflation numbers and how it's not transitory. Turns out, surprise, surprise, wasn't transitory. Not at all. Inflation's here to stay. And relentless food inflation is the big issue here. What was it? Ron Klain, the White House Chief of Staff, was saying, forget bridges. Don't go on bridges. Go to supermarkets. I thought that was funny. All right, we have a lot. We got a lot to do, but I got to hand it over to the great one, Mark Levin. But before I do, let me just tell you about my friends at Natural Lawn of America. They are fantastic. If you want that beautiful, lush, green lawn that is the envy of the neighborhood, then I want you to reach out to my friends at Natural Lawn of America, because you're going to have greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. And their limited time program where they will seed your lawn for free. Is ending soon. So you got to call now. With their full service program, they will seed your lawn for free every year, but you have to call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED. Look, this is the lawn care company I've been using for years. It's safer for your lawn, safer for your kids, safer for your pets. It's organic, beautiful green natural grass with fewer weeds, but you got to call now to take advantage of that limited time offer. Free seeding for life. 1-800-FREE-SEED. It's locally owned and operated by families right here in PA and New Jersey. And that, I love that. That's a great part. NaturalLawn.com. You're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. But act now or you're going to lose out on the free seeding for life. 1-800-FREE-SEED. My lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.